Hilchos Nizkei Mammon, the laws of damages caused by one's property, chapter 10. This chapter contains 14 halachas, and it contains the detailed laws of an animal that killed a person. Halacha Aleph, Shor Shehemis Es HaAdam B'chol Makim. If an ox killed a human being, b'chol makim, in any place, that is regardless of whether it was in a private property of the injured person, of the killed person, or if it was in a public place, ben gadol, ben katan, regardless of whether the person that he killed was over bar mitzvah or under bar mitzvah, ben eved, ben chorin, regardless of whether it was a slave or a free man, echot tam v'echot muad, and regardless of whether the ox that killed the person was inexperienced or experienced, that is, it had done it before, hareza niskol, the ox is to be stoned to death, v'im hemis es ha-goy, if, however, the ox killed a goy, poter kidinehem, then the ox is free, is not to be put to death, as is the law in the non-Jewish courts. Halacha beis, echot shor v'echot shor behem achaya v'oif shehemisu, even though the Chumash in Mishpatim speaks about an ox, the same law applies to an ox, or any other behema or chaya or a bird, shemisu, if it killed a person, harei elu niskolim, they are to be stoned to death. Ma bein tam shehareges adam lemuad, shehareges adam, what difference is there in the law between the case of a tam, an inexperienced ox that killed a person, or a muad, an experienced ox that did so, since we said in both cases they are to be stoned to death, shatam potem min hakoifer, the tam, the inexperienced ox, if he killed a person, the owner does not have to pay kofar, does not have to pay a redemption money equal to the value of the deceased person to his family. V'hamu'ad chayiv b'kofar. And if it's an experienced ox, then the owner has to pay kofar, a redemption money. Uvilvad sheyiyeh mu'ad larek. If this is a case where it was muad, it was experienced to kill people, not just experienced in goring, but experienced in killing human beings. Halacha gimel v'hoyil v'chol behem machayev oiv shahargu es adam niskalim. Since we already stated in halacha aleph that any animal, any behem or chay or a bird that killed a person is called it stoned to death. Heichi matzei muad larig. How can it such a case happen that an animal is muad, is experienced to kill? After the first time that it killed, it has to be stoned. Achi shalmu balavas akoyfer. How can we have a case where the owner has to pay a redemption money? Kegoyim shaharek shloisha goyim. For example, if it killed three goyim, where we said that the ox is not stoned to death, v'yachak acharag Yisrael, and thereafter it killed a Jew, sha'amud l'goy harei zamud l'Yisrael, because an ox that's experienced to kill goyim is considered experienced to kill Jews also. Or you're another possibility, shaharek shloisha Yisrael tereifa, it killed three Jews that had some internal injury which was not consistent with survival, such as people who would have died from their original injuries or damages, and for killing such damaged people, the ox is not stoned to death. And thereafter, after he became experienced for killing people, he gored and killed a whole individual, an individual who was healthy. Or he killed three people, and the ox ran away and escaped and could not be put to death. Ubaravi, and after it killed the first one, nitfas, it was captured, and now it's to be put to death. Sheinabalim chayom b'koifer achi sokel ashar, because the owners do not have to pay the redemption money until the ox is actually stoned. V'cheinim sikin shloisha b'nei adam ki'achad, or if it gored three people at once, and it put them in danger of death, but they have not yet died. They were critical, but had not yet died. And then it gored a fourth person, and all four died at once. Or the ox killed three animals. Now it's considered experienced to kill. And now, in this case, the owners have to pay the redemption money. When it killed a fourth time, it killed a human being. And even though in chapter 6, we learned that an ox that's experienced to gore people is not considered experienced to gore animals. Certainly, an ox that's experienced to gore animals is not experienced to gore people. There we're talking about damages, goring oxen or people and causing them damage or injury. But in the case of killing an ox that was experienced to kill, even if he only killed animals, is considered experienced to kill, in any case, even humans. But it's not put to death for killing the animals. And now, the fourth time, it gored a person and killed him. So now the ox is put to death, and the owners have to pay the redemption money. So also, if the witnesses to the killings knew who the owner of the ox was, but they did not know which ox it was. The palm, the first and second, third time, they could not recognize which was the ox, but they knew who was the owner, so they warned the owner. And the fourth time they saw that his ox killed, and they did not know whether this was the same ox that killed the first three times, or this is a different ox. Nevertheless, since the owners had been warned and a testimony had been presented against them that among their cattle they have an ox that is goring, that is gored three times, they should have, the owners should have taken proper care of all of their animals. And since they did not do so, now we're a fourth time an animal kills, they have to pay the redemption money. However, the Torah says in Mishpatim, it says that if the ox that killed a person is muad, it was experienced in killing people. It says, "Vegamba, all of you must." The ox is to be put to death, and also its owner is to be put to death. Mipi Hashmua Lamdu. By oral tradition, we learn that this does not mean that he's actually put to death physically by the Beis Din. Lamdu, we have learned Shechiyuv Misazu. This capital punishment that's inflicted on him is Bidei Shamayim. It's by heavenly punishment that he will be put to death. If, however, he paid a redemption money, he paid the value of the person who was killed, he has atoned for himself, and he will not be punished. Nevertheless, even though this is a redemption and it is an atonement for his sin, it's not money that's collected, it's not a monetary debt. Nevertheless, Beis Din will seize the assets of the person who has to pay this redemption, even against his will. Halacha hei, shor shel shnei shutfim shaharag, an ox that belonged to two partners, and the ox killed, it was muad and it killed, kolechad mehem mishalim koyper shalim. They do not split the redemption money, but each of them pays the full redemption money. Sharei kolechad mehem tzarech kapara gemura, because each of them requires a full atonement for his sin. Halacha yud, and goyim nemdinei shalshor ela bifnei bailov. A judgment against the ox that is to be put to death can only take place in the presence of the owner. Im hayu loy bailam, if he had owners. Avim loy hayu loy bailam, if he had no owners. Kigoin shor hamidbar, for instance, it was a wild ox in the desert. Vishor shel hegdish, or an ox that belonged to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash. Vishor shel geir, shemeis v'ein loy yorshim, or the ox of a convert to Judaism who had no relatives and he died and there was no one to inherit him. So the ox is ownerless. Im hamis, if it killed someone, it's to be stoned to death. The goyim dinai, and the judgment is to be concluded. Even though it has no owners in whose presence we can judge it. Similarly, the ox that belongs to a woman whose assets are in the custody of her husband, or oxen that belong to orphans who inherited from their father, and they are minors, and the court has not appointed any guardians for them, so that there's no responsible person in whose presence, who's an owner here, in whose presence the judgment can take place. Vishor ho'apetropsin, or an ox that belongs to orphans that who are minors, or to a deaf mute, or to an idiot, or such cases where the court did appoint guardians over it, but the guardians are not the owners. Nevertheless, shehimisu, if such oxen killed a person, niskalim, they are stoned to death. Ve'ein ha'apetropsin mishalimin es ha'koifer. However, the guardians, in the case of minors or deaf mutes or idiots, the court appointed a guardian for them, and they are responsible here. Nonetheless, they do not pay redemption money, shakoifer kaparahu, because the redemption money is an atonement. And the minors, or who are not yet bar mitzvah, or deaf mutes, or idiots, are not people who are responsible, and therefore they are not in need of any atonement. An ox that was damaged to the extent that it could not survive, and it killed a person, or if the ox belonged to a human being who was damaged so that he could not survive, this ox is not put to death, shenema, because the Pasuk says, v'gam be'ol of you must. The Pasuk in Mishpatim says that the redemption is owed because its owner is to be put to death by heavenly decree. Kemisas ha'baylim, kach misas ha'shor. That means that the death of the ox is the same as the death of the owners. V'kevin shabaylev kemei same chashuvim. And in this case, since the owners are considered like people who are already dead, ve'inam tzrichem misa, and they need not be put to death because they're about to die anyway, hareza potter. Therefore, he does not pay anything, and it's not put to death, because the animal is only put to death in the case where its owner would have been guilty. If someone incited a dog against someone else, and the incited dog killed the person, the dog is not to be stoned to death. Or if he incited some behemo or chaya, a wild animal, against a person and it killed him, then the animal is not put to death. Because here the animal did not kill someone. Someone incited the animal to do so. Avolim shisa by nochosh. However, if he incited a snake, a serpent against him, afili he shichoi boy vaharogoi. And even if he didn't just incite him, but someone took the snake and impaled his teeth, his fangs, onto a person, v'harogai, and a person, and the victim died, hanochash niskol. In any case, even though here a person used the snake as a tool, nevertheless the snake is to be stoned to death, she'eres hanochash, she'meimis me'atzmoi mekiyoi, because the poison of the serpent that killed somebody, the venom, is me'atzmoi hekiyoi, mekiyoi, it's expressed from the snake itself. And therefore the person who incited the snake against the person who injected the snake's fangs, that is, against the person, even though he used the snake as a tool, nevertheless he is not put to death, the person is not put to death in Bezdin. Because it's not he who killed him. In all cases, it's the snake that did the killing, since the snake has to inject the poison. Simply sticking the fangs in does not kill the person. It's the snake expressing the venom. Halochetes, ein habehemen iskelas im hemiso, achen iskavno lahazik. The animal is not stoned to death if it killed someone, unless the animal intended to cause a damage, lemisha hichayeves alav skil, to cause a damage to a person for whom it would have to be stoned to death. Aval shor shahoyim iskavin larigas habehema v'harigas adam. However, an ox that intended to kill another animal, v'harigas adam, and he missed and he killed a person, iskavin legoy v'harigli Yisrael, or he intended to kill a goy for which he would not be stoned to death, v'harigli Yisrael, and he killed a Jew, niskavin l'nefalim v'harag ben kayama, he intended to kill an aborted baby that was still alive but would not survive, and he killed a viable baby, potim in amisa, the animal is not to be put to death, v'im hoya mu'ed. However, if the animal was experienced in such killing, habaylim chayavim b'koyper, nevertheless the owners have to pay the redemption money, oy baknasim hamis eved, or they have to pay the penalty, which we will learn about later, a penalty of 30 shkolim if he killed a slave, v'afa pisha harak shalei bekavon, and even though he killed unintentionally, hoyol v'hu muad lazeh, since he is experienced in doing such, so they have to pay. Halacha yud, haya muad lipol al b'nei adam ba'boiris, if the animal was experienced in doing the following, when the person was down, when he sees a person down in a well, he would jump onto the person and fall upon him and kill him. The animal was experienced in doing such things. Yerak babor, and in this particular case, the animal saw vegetables down in the pit. Vinafal abor, and he fell into the pit. Bishvil hayerek, in order to eat the vegetables. Vahoya shamadam, and there was a human being in there also, vameis, and he was killed. Or shahoya muad leshakik b'ksalim, or the animal was experienced in scratching himself against the wall. Ulahapil al b'nei adam. The animal would rub it against the wall and knock the wall down upon atop of people. And this particular case, he didn't rub against the wall in order to knock it down on a person, but he rubbed against the wall to just to scratch for its own pleasure. And nevertheless, the wall fell on a person. And the person was killed, and all this was brought about because the animal rubbed against the wall. In these cases, the ox is not to be put to death, because the ox did not intend here to kill someone. However, the owners do have to pay the redemption money, because in any case, this ox is experienced in falling upon people in pits, or lahapil aleim kaksolim, or to knock walls down onto people. The hechi vodesh and is hachakech lahanose. And how do we know that the animal that was rubbing against the wall was scratching itself for its pleasure and didn't intend here to knock the wall down? Kishen is hachakech liachashahipil vehemis. That after he knocked the wall down and killed the person, he continued scraping against what remained standing against of the wall. So we know that the intention here is not to kill, but the intention of the ox here was to just to scratch himself. The owners do not have to pay redemption money unless the animal kills a person outside of their own private property, of the private property of the owners here. Avalem hamis b'shus hamazik. However, the animal killed its victim in the property of the owner of the animal causing the damage, afal pisha hu baskila, even though the animal is to be stoned to death, habaylim puturim min hakoifer, the owners nevertheless do not have to pay redemption money. Ketzad, for example, anichnas lachatzar balabayis shalei b'shusay, someone who enters the private property of the owner of the property, shalei b'shusay, without permission, v'afilu nichnas l'tvoya scharei, and even though he was not simply trespassing, he was entering for some legitimate purpose. For instance, he was an employee of the owner here, and he was coming in to collect his wages, oichoivai, or he was a creditor and coming to collect the debt, mimanu, from the owner. And nevertheless, since he was not given permission to enter, v'nokhoi shoyre shal balabayis, and the ox that belonged to the owner of the field, of the property, the ox killed him, vameis, and he gored him, vameis, and he died from it. Hashor b'skila, the ox is to be stoned to death, v'abaylim pturim min akoifer, and the owner of the ox does not have to pay redemption money. Shahare ein loy irishus likonis lirshusei shalzeh shaloi midaitei, because the victim here had no permission to enter the property of this person without his knowing about it. Halacha yud beis, omad ba pesach, if the victim had not entered, but he stood at the gateway, the kara lebal habayis, and he called out to the owner of the property. He called him out, he called him by name. The omaloi hein, and the owner of the property answered him, yes, v'nichnas, and since he said yes, so he went in, Benokhoi Shoyu Shal Balabayis, and the ox of the property owner here gored the visitor and killed him. Harei Habailim Pturim. In this case, nevertheless, even though he said yes, he responded to him and knew he was there and responded yes, nevertheless, he does not have to pay the redemption money, she'ein mashmahein, because when he said yes, it does not mean yes, come on in. The meaning of his response of yes means, ala amid bim koimchet, means stay there, achadaber imoch, until I come out and talk to you. Means yes, I know you are there, and wait till I come and talk to you. Does not mean yes, enter my property. Halacha yud gimel, behema shenichnes ala chatzar hanizak, an animal that entered the private property of the injured party, v'darsal gabi tinoik, and while walking, it stepped onto a baby that was lying there. Derech hilucha, while it was walking, in its normal course of walking, it trampled onto the baby, v'haragosei, and it killed it. Habayla mishalmim es hakoifer. In this case, the owners do pay the redemption money, shaharegel mu'eldes lahazik b'derech hilucha, because even though he's doing it for the first time, but a foot is always considered experience. Even the first time, the foot is always considered experienced to cause a damage while the animal is walking. And since this is the property of the injured person, in the property of the injured person, he has to pay even apalashen valaregel, even damage that was done by tooth or foot, that is, damage that was done in the normal course of eating or walking, kemoshe beyarnu, as we have already stated in detail in chapter 1. Therefore, it turns out that the rule is shahamua chahemis bekavona. If an animal that's experienced killed knowingly and willingly, niskal, it's put to death, it's stoned to death. Vabolim chayovim bekoifer, and the owners have to pay redemption. Vemheimishaloi bekavona. If, however, he killed with unintentionally, potter min amisa, he's not put to death. Vabolim chayovim bekoifer, and nevertheless, the owners have to pay the redemption money. That's in the case of muad, of an experienced animal. V'tam shehem shalei b'kavon, in the case of a tam, an inexperienced animal, if it killed without intention, pater min amisa u'min ha-koifer, then there is no, it's not put to death, and there's no redemption money to be paid via niskavin lahamis, and if he intended to kill niskal, then he's put to death, he's stoned to death, v'abalim pturim min ha-koifer, and the owners do not have to pay the redemption money, since he was only a tam. V'chein b'knas shaleven, and so also the penalty that you pay when an animal kills a slave, the 30 shkolim, which we will learn about, is only is not paid when he's a tam. It's only paid if he's a muad. Halacha yudalit. Nirali, the Rambam says that this is my opinion. Sha'afal pisha atam shahemis bekavona eved eshivcha potim in aknas. Even though we have stated in the previous halacha that a tam, an inexperienced ox to kill, that killed intentionally a slave or a male slave or a female slave, potem in aknas, he does not have, the owner does not have to pay the penalty, shaushloishim sela akosav batayra, which means the 30 sela, the 30 shkolim that the Torah specifies in mishpatim, im hemis shalei bekavon, and nevertheless, if the animal killed unintentionally, shalim chatzi demeho eved, he has to pay half of the value of the slave, or half the value of the female slave, migufay, from the value of the body of the injuring animal. In the same case as any property that he damaged, if he had damaged his ox, if he had damaged his fellow man's ox, he would have to pay half a damage. So also here, if he damaged his fellow man's slave, male slave or female slave, since he's not paying the 30, so he has to pay the ordinary half damage, just as if he had gored his ox, a chamoiroi, or his donkey.